This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
To have a team this dominant, you know, especially after a game that spectacular. I mean, I'll tell you this, from my end, it's a strange feeling because I feel like I've never had this. I was too young for the 83 Sixers. I was 5 years old. I was too young. I know in 08 with the Phillies, it was a great team. There's no question. It was a title winning team. And for me, that was, you know, for many of us, super special because a lot of us of a certain age was the first title we'd ever seen. 25 years, obviously. It was a team that won 91 games. It was a team that did play great in the postseason. But no one would say, and this is one of the greatest baseball teams of all time.
They didn't have to face a great team along the way, all that.
Yeah, so that one was different. 17 Eagles, obviously, first Eagles in the Super Bowl era. You beat Brady and Belichick. That's massive beyond belief, and I'm not sure changing that at all. And that will always be more special for me than this one. But this one was a higher level of greatness. And, you know, to that end, it's the kind of thing, I mean, we were talking earlier, you know, Ross, we were talking earlier, let's talk defense for a second. I think it's one of the five best defenses this century. And so you're talking about it, you know, James said earlier, Ross, he thinks it's the best NFL team in the salary cap era, which goes back 30 years. I tend to think James is wrong there, but they're up there. I thought Seattle in 2013 was a great team. Some of the mid-90s teams when the salary cap had just started, like Green Bay 96, there were some really good teams. But, I mean, Ross, this team is historic league-wide in a way that I would believe, Ross, 2017 was not. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Two things I think are really interesting. It just occurred to me, because you guys know, I've already done, I don't know, 8 radio hits in other cities around the country.
Yep.
No one is talking about this defense like they did the 2000 Ravens,
yep, they should.
2002 Bucks, 2013 Seahawks.
Yep.
I think it's almost because, like, Saquon's season overshadowed the defense, maybe, if that makes sense.
I agree.
When people talked about the Eagles this year, they knew they had a good defense, but the story was Saquon. You mean, like, that was, or on some level, Sirianni, what's the deal with this guy? I think that's a really good point, Joe, that the defense is not – I mean, the defense getting credit for the Super Bowl,
yeah,
but I'm not sure people are giving them credit for the season that they had.
Ross, here's where I'm at, and this is off the cuff. I got to think about it a little bit more, but my gut feeling is Eagles are third this century in defense. And here's how I go. I go Ravens 2000 number one. I go Seattle 2013, but really it was for 4 or 5 years. 2013 is the one time they won. 2014 they got there, obviously, and lost at the end. I go Seattle that group two. My gut feeling is this Eagles group three this century.
Ooh.
The Bucks 2004 and the Broncos 2015-5. Now, well, look, you can spin them around in a couple of directions, but the point, John, is the Eagles are in there somewhere.
But the Bucks,
they're in there somewhere.
The Bucks, Joe, they have four Hall of Fame guys on the defense.
I understand they do.
And they have a Hall of Fame guy at every level of the defense, and they destroy John and the Raiders.
But Jalen Carter could be a Hall of Famer.
Quinyon Cooper, we're just saying they have the potential.
Like down the road. Yeah. I know they just started. I'm just saying the talent is there.
Yeah, Ross, let's talk about the specifics of what that defense did. I mean, it is, for posterity's purposes, yes, it's historical how great they were. But the key to what they did was they minimized Pat Mahomes' legs, not just his arm, but he always broke free and somehow, you know, got another first down with his legs, another first down. There was none of that. It was so airtight, not just the coverage, but just all of it.
Well,
they hemmed him in a way that no one has been able to do. How did that happen?
Yep. So, interestingly, they went with two high safeties almost the entire game, which, by the way, is why Andy should have tried to run the ball more, but he didn't.
No question.
They did not blitz one time. They did not rush more than four guys one time. They had a couple simulated pressures. They actually had four or five snaps where they only rushed three. Okay.
Yeah.
What I thought was beautiful, and what they did was they worked hard to take away the first read for Mahomes so that he couldn't just get it out quickly to Kelsey or whoever with the quick passing game. They knew that if he had to hold it, that their guys would get there. I thought the other thing that was interesting, they killed him, John, with stunts. And one of the things that's really cool about a stunt like a TE game, when the end loops around like a Nolan Smith, he kind of becomes like a spy, right? So he would loop around. Mahomes would feel that pressure. He'd step up. Nolan Smith runs a 4-3, bro. Like, you're not running away from him. And that's the other thing that I really took away from this. I know everybody wants to retain Sweat. Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple years ago, he was playing safety at Cornell. I can assure you, no Cornell safeties look like that when I played them. Now, I'd be okay right now if Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith were their starting edge rushers next year.
That's
based on how they played down the stretch, and in particular in the Super Bowl.
That's a
Those
big
guys
statement.
Are dogs.
Yeah. No,
that is a big. Do you think there's ever been a rookie class that had a bigger impact in a Super Bowl? Like multiple guys?
Well,
I don't know. The Giants had a great group when they won in 07. They had, I think, eight guys that contributed. But
this is absurd.
This is absurd. Because Cooper DeJean and Quinyon are already exceptional. They're already exceptional.
Yeah.
I mean, Collinsworth said yesterday Cooper DeJean might be the best second-round pick of all time.
Forgot about Jalen Hurts, but, you know.
But I mean, it's probably not true. But, because some Hall of Famers go
second. Jalen Hurts, who is on a Hall of Fame path as a quarterback, was a second-round pick.
All right, let's get to, because I want to get back to how things started on Sunday. And Devin was there, obviously, you know, reporting for WIP, part of the Merrill and Mike, you know, team. So I thought one of the most, look, there were two moments for me that I got the most fired up. I'm going to go out of order. The second was the Cooper DeJean pick six. The first time I just started screaming at the TV.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning
way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With excitement was right after what Bradley Cooper did with the
Cooper
champ.
Night for you.
And the Eagles players running on the field, the flags, EAGLES, running on the field with them, the crowd going wild, knowing that there was a home field-ish advantage because you could hear it with the way the Chiefs were introduced and the Eagles were introduced. Let's go back to the moment when Bradley Cooper and that young kid introduced the Eagles.
From the city of brotherly love, your 2024 NFC champions, the Eagles!
So, Devin, I know, watching it on TV, what it felt like from a TV standpoint, mm-hmm. it was 100 out of 10. Mm-hmm. It was 100 out yeah. of 10. What was it like in the stadium to feel that moment?
I mean, words can't describe it. It was, especially compared to the Chiefs, which, you know, regardless, it's going to fire Chiefs fans up. I would say, at least from how it sounded to me down on the field, it was like 2/3 Eagles fans, 1/3 Chiefs fans. Yep. And they were loud at the beginning. They got really quiet at the end. I saw some Chiefs fans actually walk out before the end of the game, which understandably so.
Yeah.
But I mean, that introduction, I thought back to the 2018 Super Bowl 52 when Tom Brady and the Pats ran out to like Crazy Train or
yep.
something.
Yep.
And then the Eagles run out to Meek Mill. And I was like, okay, we might have this. Like, it was a very similar feeling compared to, you know, John Hamm, no disrespect.
He was horrible.
His introduction was so lame. And then we have Bradley Cooper and that adorable kid bringing the Eagles out with that Eagles chant.
And the crowd, getting into it.
And the crowd going wild.
Because they realized around G or L, like, oh, this is, because yeah. they weren't on it on the E. And they realized by like the second or third letter, oh, we're jumping in.
Well, the chant
we're
was
part
key.
Of this.
Yeah, the chant was key.
Did you join in?
No, I did not join in on that.
I did.
I joined in at home.
I realized the home field advantage during warm-ups when Eagles players ran out and it was like a deafening cheer.
Yeah.
And then you hear boos resounding around the stadium.
That's
like 10
amazing.
Minutes later, and it's because the Chiefs are running out. I was like, oh, this is a home game.
Tremendous.
It's amazing when that happens, and it does lift you as a player. Yeah. As an Eagles player, you know that it's going to be like that.
Well,
that
listen,
your fans will yeah. have your back that way.
These guys deserve all the credit, obviously, what they accomplished. Last night on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley on the show. Offensive linemen also at a certain portion, but mostly Jalen and Saquon featured. Let's listen to the moment they were introduced, then you're going to hear also Jalen's first answer.
Our first guests are coming off a historic Super Bowl win on Sunday night. One is the Super Bowl MVP. The other is NFL's Offensive Player of the Year. Please welcome from the Super Bowl winning Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley.
Tonight's show with the Eagles.
champs, Super Bowl champs. How does it feel? What do you feel like when the confetti is coming down? You're holding the Lombardi trophy right there.
I've just been telling people I was trying to process it, you know, and I think when you go into that, you don't know how you're going to feel. You know, you watch, as a fan, sports and championship games and these iconic moments, and you see the greats and how they handle it and their excitement and the rush of emotions. And all I could think about was all the hard work. All I could think about was all the effort. And to see my reflection on the chrome trophy in that mirror.
That's pretty cool. I didn't even think about that.
It was a pretty good feeling.
That thing about the reflection is great, man. You look at the Super Bowl trophy and it looks back at you and you see your face. Oh, that's really good. All right,
he's a poet.
Yeah,
he made it poetic.
That's beautiful.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.